at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and I'm speaking with Ken Gann here at InterpreType that offers some very powerful and interesting solutions for those who are hard of hearing. Ken, what are you showing here today?
We're showing our InterpreType C2.0 models. We have two of them on the counter here. And this allows hearing people to communicate with deaf or hard of hearing people instantly, basically through face-to-face text messaging. But there are many other features. We also offer the option for these to be used as video phones and to connect to remote interpreters to be used for VRI, video remote interpreting.
So when you say video phones, does that mean you need internet to accomplish that or through conventional phone lines, or how does that work?
That is over the internet. You would need an internet connection to use them as a video phone or to connect to a remote interpreter for VRI. But you don't need the internet for the original face-to-face text messaging. That can be done either through a USB to USB cable, in which case you need no infrastructure. It can be done over a network without the internet or a Wi-Fi without the internet. The only reason we need the internet would be for connecting to a remote interpreter.
Don't know sign language or read lips, and we can sit here and communicate and send text messages.
Correct. There are some other features. We have made this friendly to JAWS and Braille displays so that you can communicate with a deaf-blind individual as well. The able-bodied person can type while the deaf-blind reads in Braille and types back either on a regular keyboard or on a Braille display so they can communicate with the other person without touching them. We also use the ability of Windows 7 speech recognition so that we can actually talk to someone or have a live feed be displayed on the screen without ever touching the keyboard. So, for instance, a teacher could give a lecture and it would all show up in text without actually having a conversation with the deaf individual in the classroom. And if the deaf individual had a question, he could type it on his keyboard and it would show back up on the teacher's screen.
Okay, so it uses the built-in speech recognition in Windows 7 for that.
That's correct. We're very pleased with the results we've been getting from testing that as well.
So I guess the key there is have a good microphone, good noise-canceling microphone with that capability. So will they use an editing software like Microsoft Word, or what are they using to actually send the text back?
Well, they would just use our InterpreType software, which has a text entry window, but it would automatically send the text into the body of the conversation so it can be seen on the screen of the student. And then later, the whole thing can be saved and printed, and you can have the entire lecture.
Oh, awesome. So what are we talking about here in terms of price?
A pair of I2Is, as we're showing on the table here, two I2I devices called our C2.0, is $2,295 list. Comes with the cable, two computers, the carrying bag.
What about your phone here that you were talking about, the video phone?
That's all included in the software. So the whole package is there. There are three main buttons on our menu, one for text, one for video, and one for phone. And all that's included, including two noise-canceling headsets are also included in the package so that you can take advantage of the noise-canceling or use one to connect for an interpreter to get VRI.
Yeah, so explain that process to folks who don't understand how that works, the VRI, the video relay interpreter. How do you...
VRI is video remote interpreting for two people in the same room. If you're in a different room, it can be done for free, and that's considered VRS, which the federal government will pay for. But if you're in the same room and you need an interpreter and don't have one readily available, you can connect to a remote interpreter over the internet using our software. And what will happen is our laptops have cameras built into them, and the interpreter will show up on the screen and start signing to the deaf person. The hearing person can either put on a wireless microphone or one of the noise-canceling headsets that comes with our system and talk to the interpreter, who's at a remote location, while the deaf person sitting in front of him is looking at the screen. Everything the hearing person says, the interpreter will sign on the screen to the deaf individual in front of him. They'll watch that interpreter. They'll sign back to the interpreter, and the interpreter will voice everything back to the person wearing the headset that's sitting in front of the deaf person.
Now, I understand the FCC has just proposed some rules for VRS to, I don't know if you're even in that space, but even using Skype or FaceTime for Macintosh. So are you strictly focused on VRI? Will this work with a VRS that can go online and get some assistance?
The two video software programs we use, one is Skype. That's how we get the audio feed back to the remote interpreter. And the other is Purple P3 software, which creates a 10-digit video phone for the deaf individual. If it's a deaf individual using his video for VRS, he can use Purple and connect automatically to a VRS operator. But if you need to do VRI, you need to get an audio feed, which Purple doesn't have, which is why we use Skype. That has the video and audio.
Well, awesome. What is the website where people can learn more about your InterpreType software and hardware?
Our website is www.interpretype.com. It's spelled InterpreType, InterpreType.com.
Live at CSUN 2011 for CeroTalk, this is Michael Love.